Okay, so it's interesting. I just picked up another point. So again, as we said earlier, you know, I didn't know who the guest speaker was, and then I connected with Imam al-Mahdi. If we don't know the qualities and the characteristics of Imam al-Mahdi, then how are we going to be able to support him and follow him? And so here I just picked up another point. So I asked one of our friends who knew the qualities and the characteristics of the guest speaker. And so I asked him, is this the guest speaker? He's trustworthy, he's reliable, he knows the guest speaker. So he said, yes, this is the guest speaker. And so likewise, we make the same connection. If for some reason we lack the knowledge or the information or the basirat, the vision and the foresight or the ma'rifat to be able to acknowledge or realize who the Imam of our time is, then we should refer to those people who are qualified and who do know the qualities and have the ma'rifat of the Imam of our time. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. You know, I have an interesting quote here, really, before I invite our guest speaker. You know, sometimes we think or we wonder, where should we be? Is there anywhere else where I would want to go? Is there anywhere else where I would rather be? Well, in the words of our dear Shaheed Hassan Baqiri, he says, Ishq is here. Life is here. Spirit is here. Islam is here. Imam al-Mahdi is here. Allah is here. So other than here, where else would we want to be? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Without further ado, our guest speaker tonight, he has been in the Islamic Seminary, for close to 30 years. He has also frequently traveled to the Philippines for his tabligh work, and he is also an expert, a karshinas, in international tabligh. Let's go ahead and invite our guest speaker for tonight, Ustad Alamul Huda, to address the believers with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين الحجة ابن الحسن روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون Certainly we wrote in the Psalms after the Torah Indeed My righteous servants shall inherit the earth. Chapter Anbiya, verse 105. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم واحد لطول الله ذلك اليوم حتى يبعث فيها من ولدي فقال سلمان الفارسي رضوان الله تعالى عليه من أي ولدك قال رسول الله من ولدي الحسين اسمه اسمي
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
if there is only one day left of the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have prolonged that day until he would send a person from my son, a man from my son. Salman al-Farsi asked him, from which of them, al-Hasan or al-Husayn? Rasulullah said, he referred to Imam al-Husayn. He said, from Husayn ibn Ali, whose name is my name. It is very important, riwayah, according to the name of last vicegerent of Rasulullah. These days are last days of Sha'ban, after half of Sha'ban, are very important. We have a narration from Imam al-Rida, salamullahi alayhi, alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, recite this dua repeatedly. Da'iman, recite this dua. Allahumma illam takun ghafarta lana fima mada min Sha'ban, faghfir lana fima baqiya minh. Oh Allah, if you did not forgive us in the last days of Sha'ban, forgive us in what remained from it. Half of Sha'ban is very important day. Let me tell you, speak about Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Half of Sha'ban is day of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, birthday of our last Imam. But it's not just day of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam said, half of Sha'ban, or night of this day, 15th of Sha'ban, is our day. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted the night of Qadr to his apostle, Rasulullah, his prophet, grand prophet, great prophet, Rasulullah. And instead of that, he granted 15th of Sha'ban to us as A'immat al-Huda, vicegerents of Rasulullah. It is very nice to look at this reality. First vicegerent of Rasulullah murdered in night of Qadr in Ramadan, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. And his son, al-Imam al-Hujjah, his birthday is in Laylat al-Qadr, al-Thani, second Laylat al-Qadr, or second Yawm al-Qadr. It is very, very important for us. So we called Shia. Why? Because we believe in 12 vicegerents of Rasulullah. First of them is Amir al-Mu'mineen. Last of them is al-Imam al-Hujjah. We called 12ers. Among 73 denominations of Islam, as Rasulullah mentioned, you will divide to 73 denominations. Just one is going to heaven. Which of them is that one? All denominations of Islam, they believe that Rasulullah said, this narration is from Rasulullah, Khulafa'i Ithna Ashar. كلهم من قريش. This narration narrated by one of enemy of أهل البيت. خلفائي 12 كلهم من قريش. 12 بني أمية are not 12. 12 بني عباس are not 12. Before them, even Ismaili sect or Zaydiya or any other denomination, they are not 12ers. But after
the greater occultation of Imam al-Hujjah, may Allah hasten his appearance, Shia divided to two groups. I mean scholars. They divided to two thought, two groups. First of them are those believe in this narration of Ahlul Bayt that كل راية بعد زيد في النار. This is a small narration from Imam al-Sadiq or Imam al-Baghir. Peace be upon them. كل راية بعد زيد في النار. It means all flags after Zayd ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn, son of Imam al-Sajjad, that stood against Bani Umayyah, after him, anybody stood against Bani Umayyah or Bani al-Abbas is going to fire. And it is right. It means it is innovation. And we have several rivaya about this issue. This is one group. And another group, they see making revolution against oppression and making a government, Islamic government, to fulfill Islamic rules as a duty, Islamic duty. These are two groups among Shia, and it is more than 1,000 years from the time of Ahlul Bayt. Nowadays, we have some followers for both groups. In Hawza Almiya Qom, in Najaf Al Ashraf, Isfahan, Karbala, Al Mashhad Al Muqaddas, you have some scholars. They have their followers. All of them are Shia. But when we look at the situation of Ahlul Bayt, at the time of those narrations, that does not let us to stand against oppression and forbid any kind of uprising and revolution against Bani Umayyah and Bani al-Abbas. When look at the situation of Ahlul Bayt at that time, we see two conditions. We find out that Ahlul Bayt, they were in a special situation that forced them to take their Shia and put them in a safe situation to save and survive them. Why? Because descendants of Imam al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayh, Hassanit, Bani al-Hassan we call them. Most important and famous of them, it was the uprising Muhammad al-Nafs al-Zakiyya ibn Abdullah al-Mahd. Abdullah al-Mahd was grandson of Imam al-Mujtaba. He was older than Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. They uprised against Mansur al-Abbasi, Bani al-Abbas. Abdullah al-Mahd asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Oh my cousin, you are the leader of Shia. Shia follow you. They like you. If you pledge allegiance to my son as Imam, see, as Imam and vicegerent of Rasulullah, as Imam al-Qa'im, as last Imam and last vicegerent of Rasulullah, because it was the last Imam that Rasulullah said, he will uprise, he will come, he will appear and establish a great government around the world. My son is Imam. My son is Vice-Regent of Rasulullah. Imam al-Sadiq said, no, at all. I won't come with you. And you are wrong, and it is innovation. You and your Muhammad, your son Muhammad al-Nafs al-Zakiyya, and your son Ibrahim, and another son, the establisher of I think Ilyasiyya, Bani Ilyas in Western countries of Africa, I think so. All of you are wrong. And it is not your time, because Bani al-Hasan, I'm sorry, Bani al-Abbas and Bani Umayya, they have certain time, special time. It is forbidden uprising against them. I know by the knowledge from Allah, this is not your time. First, and second, you are going wrong. You are not Imam. Nobody has called himself as Imam and take allegiance for himself as Imam. Imam should be mentioned by Allah and his Prophet and Rasulullah. It was situation of Imam al-Sadiq, also Imam al-Baqir. Before Imam al-Sadiq, it was Zayd ibn Ali. He did not call himself, he did not call himself as Imam. But Imam al-Baqir said, it is not your time. He became martyr after that. But his son Yahya said, I am Imam. And grandson of Zayd ibn Ali said, I am Imam. And they divided their path from Imam al-Sadiq, from Imam al-Kadhim, to north of Iran and Afghanistan. They made government there and became martyr. And Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Kadhim, also Imam al-Ridha, told Shia and told Bani al-Hasan, told Bani al-Husayn, it is not our time. Stay at home as a carpenter or anything else. Stay at home. Be silent. But we have two evidences from one of them is from Imam Sadiq and another is from Imam al-Kadhim. Imam Sadiq, when Abdullah al-Mahd forced Imam to take allegiance from Imam for his son, to his son, Imam said, I won't do that. But if you want to do al-amr bil-ma'rufi wa nahi anil munkar, I will pledge allegiance to you and your son. This is narration in Usul al-Kafi. And Imam al-Kadhim told Husayn ibn Ali al-Shahid al-Fakh. We have two Husayn ibn Ali martyrs. Al-Husayn ibn Ali al-Imam ibn Rasulullah ibn Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'minin, and Husayn ibn Ali Shahid al-Fakh in the time of Imam al-Kadhim. He became martyr with his followers out of Mecca in Fakh. It is desert, we call it Fakh. Imam al-Sadiq said, he asked Imam al-Sadiq to help him, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam al-Kadhim said, don't force me like your cousins that forced your cousin. He meant Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He meant Abdullah al-Mahd, your cousins, Abdullah al-Mahd. They forced Imam al-Sadiq and they saw from Imam what they did not like it. It was not good for them. Don't force me. He said, I'm sorry, Imam. I won't force you to allegiance with me, to me. But Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said, you are going to be martyred. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But if you want to do al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahya 'anil munkar, take your hand. Subhanallah. Take your hand. I will pledge, I will swear allegiance to you. Also, this is evidence for second group, not for first group. Among second group, we have some great scholars. We are all of us, I think we are talabah. Yes? We know a book of Lum'at al-Damishqiyya. Who is the author of Lum'at al-Damishqiyya? Shaheed al-Awwal. الشيخ شمس الدين ابن محمد المكي الجزني العاملي. He wrote this book in the jail. For whom? He was in Lebanon, Jabal al-Amil. He wrote this book for Sarbedaran in Iran, in Khorasan region state, in Khorasan. Their capital city was Bayhaq. You know where is Bayhaq? Bayhaq is Sabzawar. About 100 years, I think so, they established an Islamic government against Mughal and against another government, local governments. They were Sunni. Government of Shamat, at that time, they found out this reality that Sheikh has connection with a strong Shia government in Iran. They killed him. Qadi, judge in Damascus, he judged that you are mushrik, you are kafir, and they killed him. Not just because he was Shia. He was a great scholar. He was teaching them on four sects of Ahl Sunnah and Shia. Five sects, five denominations, five sects. I mean, Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali, Hanafi, and Ithna Ashari. He was a teacher. He was a great scholar of them at that time. But he had connection with strong Shia government in Iran. And he wrote Lum'a al-Damishqiyya for them. Imam al-Khomeini, all of us, we know him as a great scholar of Shia. He belongs to second group. I ask you about the great scholars in Najaf al-Ashraf. Do you know which of them belong to the second group that they see establishing Islamic government before appearance of Imam al-Hujjah? Do you know them? Ayatollah al-Sheikh Akhund al-Khurasani. Ayatollah al-Sheikh Muhammad Hussein al-Naini. And I think you didn't hear about it at all, I think. Ayatollah al-Ulma al-Khuy. My brothers from Najaf, they told me that when Shia uprised against Saddam, it was 1990. They called it Al-Intifada 1990. When George Bush, father, he attacked Iraq, it was an uprising in Karbala and Najaf and Kufa, and Basra, also Basra, south of Iraq. Ayatollah al-Khuy, he wrote a list with the name of ministers of government cabinet for the government after Saddam. They were going to establish an Islamic government in Iraq. Ayatollah Khuy,
Nobody heard about it. I think so. And Ayatollah said, Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. Also, he believed in that most of rules, Islamic rules, we need to establish a government to fulfill our duties according to Islamic rules. Without an Islamic rules, most of important rules of Islam are al-amr bil-ma'ruf wal-nahy 'an al-munkar. Wal-takun, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wal-takun minkum ummatun yad'una bil-ma'ruf wa yanhauna 'an al-munkar. This is religious obligation. It is wajib, wal-takun. There are lots of wajib in Quran without this kind of sentence, without this kind of literature. Or Allah says, it is obligation for you, wal-takun. It is obligation, religious obligation for you to establish a group to perform, to fulfill al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahy 'an al-munkar. And we have some evidences from Imam al-Sadiq, from Imam al-Kadhim, from Quran, from narrations of Ahl al-Bayt, and we have some riwayah also in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 216, page 216, that before appearance of Imam al-Hujjah from Qom, there is a man will uprise against oppression and he will establish a government, and his followers are like a Zubur al-Hadid. We don't want to call it just exactly or certainly this is our government or this government, but any evidences we find out from this riwaya, it is exactly show us that this man is Imam al-Khomeini. And inshallah, we are going to close to appearance of Imam al-Hujjah. And I told you about Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salatu wasalam and his birthday. People call us 12ers, okay? We are 12ers because of Imam al-Hujjah. Because to Imam al-Kadhim, there are waqifiyah. And after Imam al-Kadhim, all Shia are 12ers because of Imam al-Hujjah. Because from Imam al-Rida and Imam al-Jawad, we connect to Imam al-Hujjah, the 12th Imam. We believe that he lives among us. He hears our voice. He sees us. He knows anything about us. Ayatullah al-Uzma Bahjat said, he hears our voice before us. When I recite for him, when I ask him, when I say anything, he hears before me also. But we do not know about him. We don't, where is he? Where does he take place? أَبْرَضْوَى أَمْ ذِي طُوَى أَوْ غَيْرِهَا. He is in Radwa, out of Mecca, and the Tawa in Palestine, out of Bayt al-Maqdis, or غيرها, or any other deserts. But now we know that tonight, night of Friday, he's going to a city. He's going to pilgrim his grandfather, to visit his grandfather, Rasulullah.
His grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen. His grandmother, Fatima al-Zahra. Al-Hasan al-Mujtaba. Al-Husayn al-Shaheed. Imam al-Sadiq said, Al-A'imma. Most of them, they told us about night of Friday that if you want to shake hand with all prophets of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, go to Karbala, night of Friday. If you want to visit Rasulullah, Ahlul Bayt, Imam al-Hujjah, Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, that person recites dua for us. He does dua for us. He told some of Shia, like Hajj Muhammad Ali Fashandi is very famous, this tasharruf. Imam said, we didn't left you alone. We remember you. We do recite dua, do dua for you. We are thinking for you because of you. If we leave you, your enemies will damage you. We survive you. Ask Allah to save you. Oh my Imam, Ya Hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Let us say salam to Imam al-Hujjah and his grandfather, Imam al-Husayn. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kun li waliyyik الحجة ابن الحسين صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليًا وحافظًا وقاعدًا وناصرًا ودليلًا وعينًا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعًا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Some of companions of Imam al-Sadiq asked al-Imam, how can I visit Imam al-Husayn every time that I want? Imam al-Sadiq asked him, do you visit Imam al-Husayn or pilgrim Imam al-Husayn every day? He said, no. Imam asked him, do you do it every weeks? He answered, no, I cannot do it. Imam asked him about every month, but he answered, no. Imam asked him, do you eat every day, every year? He said, some years I could go there to pilgrim Imam to do ziyarah. Imam said, you can do it every time. It is very easy for you. He said, there is distance between me and Imam al-Husayn. I'm, for example, in Medina or Mecca or in another cities. Imam said, every time you want to pilgrim al-Imam al-Husayn, do ziyarah, stand toward Qibla. Look at the right and left side. And take and turn toward Qibla. And turn toward Karbala. And say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is easy this kind of ziyarah? As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
Please recite salawat.